5 or 6 years, no more than 10 years ago, it started just drying up more and more, you know. And finally, it got so there was just a little puddle in the middle. Mm-hmm. And those people had all had to build their lake homes on the lake, and they didn't have any lake. They did a big mud hole there, you know. So they got together and all pooled in their money and bought a huge pump. And they made an arrangement with the Tampa Electric Company to let this pump run. It would turn on automatically when it got too full. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they fill up the lake again, and they keep it full at all times now with this pump. Sometimes the rain fills it up, and but anyway, this pump keeps it full if the rain doesn't keep it full.
Yeah. It'd be bad, you know, to have a house out of the lake, you know, and the lake disappears.
That's right, uh-huh.
Sure.
So they've had a lot of controversy about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I'd be too happy with something like that.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever have any storms that are followed by, you know, like rainstorms that are followed by freezing temperatures?
Well, I suppose you would say any time in the winter that it turns cold, almost every time when it turns cold, it's preceded by a heavy rain or something.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you have a warm spell in the winter time, and then here comes a good rain, you can know that the next day is gonna, or next day or two anyway, it's gonna turn cold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If that's what you mean.
Yeah. Well, Atlanta, we have what we call ice storms, and like the temperature on the ground is cooler than it is in the, you know, up in the atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
And everything on the ground will get below freezing temperature. When the rain hits it, it'll hit it and start to slide off whatever it is, and it'll freeze.
Uh-huh.
And it keeps building up these layers and layers of this freezing water.
Well, you know, it never gets that cold here.
Yeah.
I take that back. Actually, I remember only one time in my life that it got that cold.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. When was that? Years ago?
No, that was 1962 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it got down to 18. And one morning it did. Mm-hmm. And then during that whole day it didn't go up to over 30. And the next morning it was down to 18 again, or 17 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 2 days in a row that we had freezing temperature like that.
Wow.
That's the only time. And of course, these crazy people in Florida, they have learned over the years that if you have a frost on your grass, that if you go turn the sprinkler on, it washes the frost off and it keeps the grass from dying, you know,
mm-hmm.
the top of it. Well, these people turned on the sprinklers, and of course they had a layer of water on top of it, a layer of ice on top of the lawn then. I remember over here at Tampa Electric Company building, they had this sprinkler that goes on automatically at night, you know, and the water's on their lawn, you know.
Mm.
It just goes on automatically. And so they had ice everywhere all over their grass.
Little iced up sprinklers coming out of there. Uh-huh. Yeah, in fact, we got a school one year because of the ice storms.
Oh, is that right?
What happens is a lot of the trees that are, when they freeze up, they get top heavy. You know, they got all that ice on them.
Oh, yes.
And they'll go over the power lines and put them out.
Uh-huh.
And I can remember we got out of school for like 3 days because they hit some transformers and all that.
That's
it. It was great for us.
Well, that one time, the only time I remember in all my life, it got cold, that cold out there.
Mm-hmm.
It, generally, every winter, it gets down to 32. Two or three times maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not quite that many times, but usually two or three times. And